Sarah's Face. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Sarah's Face by Robin Jacobson. When Sarah woke up, it was already bright outside. The sunlight streamed in through the open window, bringing with it a gentle breeze which brought the silk curtains gently to life. They welcomed her into this soft summer's day, a day she'd been looking forward to for a long time. She got out of the wide bed and walked over to the window. It looked like it would be a beautiful day, perfect for everything that would come and soon take place. She smiled as she looked out of the large empty lawn in front of the house, which would soon be filled with joyful people, taking part in the yearly tradition where friends and relatives would come out to the island from the mainland in order to celebrate the summer. There was a lot to be done before the huge influx of boats and people, so she went into the bathroom to freshen up. She could shower later when all the tasks she had to do were completed. She observed herself in the mirror. 18 years old and beautiful. Unkissed young woman seeks the world, she thought. Growing up on this island was lonely. She liked it, it wasn't that, but she was looking forward to travelling into the city to study, and autumn wasn't far away. She felt a tingling inside her. This strange, wonderful feeling grew, but she didn't know what this instinct was. Every time she let her thoughts stray towards all the unknown things she would experience in the autumn, it was as if her body came to life. Over the course of the last 5 months, ever since she had made the decision to take the step out into the big world, she'd been sexually active. Not with others, of course, but she'd secretly had sex with herself at least twice a day. And after she'd become experienced in exploring her beautiful own body, she had developed a fetish. At first, when she randomly discovered what made her so unbelievably horny, she was afraid. She shamefully avoided this wonderful temptation. She held out for almost 2 weeks. Then desire had taken over, and she was thrown into a universe of lustful urges. It was a cold winter's evening, which had provided her with the first pages of this new chapter in her young life. As usual, she'd taken a book with her when she retired for the evening. She loved reading in bed. It helped her to switch off from all the worries of the day and get into a new frame of mind. By immersing herself in these stories in the evening, she was already starting the next day anew. Everything had piled up throughout the day and was processed by her subconscious, while her eyes effortlessly moved through these landscapes of words.